Okay, well, you have a rotor. What sort of antenna is up there? What antenna is that?
I've got like a 7-element Yagi for 2 meters and a 10-element Yagi for UHF. So this is a satellite dial rotator. I've got azimuth and the elevation control.
Oh, you can do it in three dimensions then. Okay, that sounds like quite the setup.
Yes, it's just, you know, for the longest time, you know, I haven't bothered to fix it because the wiring, you know, the basic connector wasn't mating properly, and the azimuth was jumping around. So I decided to, just rewire the whole thing and crimp it real good. And I figured that, you know, having a real actual crimper, you know, a ratchet crimper is actually the key, you know. Otherwise, I was just using, you know, like a normal crimper, and then, you know, like I wasn't making good enough contact.
Yeah, you got to really squeeze those connections. But as far as the rotor is concerned, with my 2-meter Yagi, it's hand-powered.
Hand-powered's good. Easy. It's just, you know, in the winter, you know, or if it is in the rain, you know, I don't have to go out there and point at the antenna, I mean at the satellite.
Well, what I have is if there's any wind, the antenna acts like a weather vane, so it'll swing around, and there must have been some wind last night because it's not pointing in the same direction as it was yesterday afternoon.
That's no good. And is it on a rotor?
No, just on a mast. And I guess I could do something to lock it into position. But anyway, I don't mind turning it around because sometimes I do. Like if I want to pick up some simplex or sideband signals from the island, then of course I do have to turn it around because normally it's pointing southeast.
Southeast should work, you know, almost all the time in the most of the southeast, unless you want to get, like, the island.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's where I want to swing it around the other way. But anyway, it works for me. Pretty simple, operation here. And, it works.
What brand is it? And, sorry, how many elements?
Okay, it's just 4 elements, and I think it was an antenna specialist, maybe.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I don't think they are around anymore or something, but 4 elements mentioned on a Yagi, you know, that would work, you know. Good for you. Anyway, I'll say 73. I'll let you catch more chickens.
Yeah, we'll hatch some more check-ins. Thanks, Jonathan. Okay, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Sierra Hotel.
Okay, got Amrit. Anyone else want to check in?
Victor Alpha 7, Kilo Kilo X-ray, Jake here.
Okay, VA7 Kilo Kilo X-ray as well. Boy, it's been a while since I've talked to you. Get to you in a sec. Back to Amrit, VA7 OSH.
Yeah, good afternoon or good evening, Bob. VE7 OSH from West End, Vancouver. Yeah, just about to call it a day at work. And just wanted to check in and say hi. And we'll get back to work and we'll make some tea. Anyway, thanks for taking my check and back to net. VE7 OSH 73.
Yeah, okay, Amrit, and hopefully we'll be able to get out and get out to the park sometime in the next couple of days there. Anyway, number 40 on the paper is Jake, VA7, Kilo Kilo X-ray.
Oh, hey, Bob. Not too much going on today. Just getting some chicken ready, actually, for dinner. I had to rush over to the radio. I just heard you call me back, but just a quick in and out. Have a good day, 73 to all.
Yeah, as I was telling people earlier, for the third time in the last 7 days, I was invited out to lunch, so hey, not too bad. Okay, and thanks for being number 40 on the paper. All right, it's Bob V7RPX here for a few more minutes for the Thursday Chaos Net. Let's see who else might still be out there wanting to hit the PTT and say hi. Okay, that was pretty rough. I'm going to listen really closely and try and pick you up. Yeah, that last station, try it again. Okay, maybe you're moving to a better location. All right, looking for further check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie, Quebec Echo Mobile.
Okay, let's find out where Charles is mobile at. V7, Charlie, Quebec Echo.
Good afternoon, Bob, and everyone on that. Just hopped onto the freeway at 160th on my way home, eastbound, and moving nicely so far. Been a long day today getting the final road grade down so that we can pave on Monday. So that's what we were doing today, and we'll finish the road grade off tomorrow. Monday paving, yay! Then we flip it all over and do the same darn thing on the other side of the road. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, Charles, and it looks like the weather forecast for Monday is looking pretty good. So, okay, good luck. Hope the paving job goes well on both the days for both sides of the road. Anyway, thanks for checking in. Anyone else want to come by and say hi?
This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Victor Uniform, the POTA guy. I've switched locations. I should have a better reception for people trying to get in. Still on 146-480. That's 146-480.
Yeah, okay, well, if when I wrap the net in 10 minutes, if you're still there, I will definitely give you a shout. But we were just curious, what kind of equipment are you using?
I'm using a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line, straight-out-of-the-system government science facility, old HTs, two Baofengs. One UV-5R and another UV-21. They're just, you know, crappy 5-watt radios.
Oh, the mighty Baofeng. Yeah, okay, that's good. Let's see. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Have you hit your 10 yet, 10 check-ins?
I got 5 call signs that I could make out, and I heard another 3 or 4 trying to get in, which... you know, all included, assuming I heard them, I got 9, but I got 5 more than I need on paper.
Oh, okay. Well, like I say, I'll try and give you a shout if you're still around in about 10 minutes after I wrap this net. Okay, well, carry on.
Thank you very much. I'll be here for another 20 or 30 minutes.
Okay, I'll be giving you a shout. All right, who else would like to check in?
B7XH.
Oh my goodness, there's Chris, B7 X-ray Hotel. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, I'm just hanging out in the garage here, doing some servicing on the bike, so I can get out. I've got a squeaky seat, trying to figure out exactly what's squeaking there so it stops.
Okay, a squeaky seat, not a squeaky wheel. Okay, Chris, well, I know you like to get out on the bike when the weather's good, and we're supposed to have a pretty good stretch of nice weather for 3 or 4 days, I think, starting on Sunday. So good luck with that, and thank you for being number 42 on the paper.
All right, thanks for getting me in, and have a good evening.
Yeah, it should be good. As I say, going up to... the North Shore Club, it's project night, so we'll see what everyone's working on. Okay, well, we'll carry on for another few more minutes. 7RPX looking for more check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango, X-ray. Good day, Bob.
Oh, okay, Gerald, I walked on you, but go ahead.
No traffic, Bob, checking in and giving you the numbers. Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango, X-ray, monitoring. Thank you.
Okay, V7, Mike Tango, X-ray is number 43 on the paper. All right, we're going to keep going for a few more minutes. Well, this is certainly better than our experience on Monday. The repeater died just before 5 o'clock. Okay, standing by for further check-ins.
V7 Oscar Papa Lima.
There's Dave, V7 Oscar Papa Lima, but I heard a little buzz. Was there someone else trying to check in there?
No, I was just going to ask you a quick question. It's all good. Victor 7, did you get clear?
Well, go with your question.
I was just wondering what time your nets are at exactly and what days.
Okay, well, this net is 4 o'clock Mondays and Thursdays. Were there some other nets that you were thinking about?
No, I was just wondering about yours. I thought for some reason it was on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's how I guess that's where I messed up on Tuesday.
Yep, Mondays and Thursdays, 4 o'clock. That's where we be.
Okay, thank you for that. 7-3.
Okay, but thanks for asking. Okay, back to Dave, V7 Oscar Papa Lima.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Eric. Good evening here, Bob. Everybody else on the net here. Yeah, you know, I was going to check in there last Monday, and then all of a sudden it just died, and couldn't hear. Well, it was really scratchy. I could hear people trying to talk, but I couldn't understand anything. But, yeah, I was just kind of hanging out here tonight with Kim there, and, well, we went out this afternoon, and then I came home, had a power nap, and now I'm awake, and Kim's cooking dinner here, so I'm just kind of hanging out waiting.
Okay, well, enjoy your dinner and everything. Because I'm going up to the club there a little later, I cheated, and rather making something for myself, I popped into the Subway, which is just down around the corner from me.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Easy, you don't have to cook or nothing. But, yeah, I think Kim's just cooking something simple here anyway, so it'd be a nice light dinner tonight, I think, here. And I don't know about you guys, but it seems like that wind has been hitting different areas. It looks like Hope got hit pretty good with the wind there, 90-kilometer-hour wind. So I don't know. It's not raining here now in Chilliwack. It is cloudy, though. It's kind of threatening. It's strange here where we live here. The clouds kind of go around us sometimes here, and I see it really heavy, heavy on the mountains. But where we're at, it's nice right now.
Well, I get a little view over to the island, and it was really bright over there this afternoon. Not so much here in North Van. It was cloudy. But this wind that everyone's talking about, everyone was talking about on the Rainbow Net this morning, and all day, not so much as a puff of wind over here. So I don't know what that means, if it's going to hit me later on, but so far, no wind anyway.
Yeah, well, I guess you've been spared then. I know, well, we this afternoon, it were out shopping around there in Chilliwack there, and there was times when it was like hardly any rain, and then it just downpoured really heavy and then stopped, and kind of really odd kind of weather here. But, I guess that's the time of the season that it is right now.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's still technically winter, so I guess it's not quite done with it yet. Although we've gotten off pretty this year. Anyway, thanks, Dave. You and Kim, for dinner. As I say, I will enjoy my Subway sandwich.
Yeah, okay, Bob. You take care and enjoy that sub sandwich there. And 7-3 to everybody. This is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papa Lima. Kind of just sitting here hanging out still.
Okay, hanging out. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming by. All right, here for, you know, another 3-4 minutes. Let's see if there's anyone left out there who would like to check in.
VA7SKX.
Number 45 is Shannon, VA7 Sierra Kilo X. Go ahead.
Bob, I don't complain very much, but I feel like complaining now. I haven't had time for radio very much this week.